We ask you to pray for Brother Kevin as he comes.
Bless you, pray.
Bless him, Lord. Bless you, Brother Kevin. Love you.
Three bomb and one.
30 minutes each one.
Oh, yeah. Amen. Amen.
I'm getting down here so you can preach to me.
Yeah. They sat behind me up at the Liberty Church. I said, I know what Jesus felt like had the Sanhedrin behind him back there. Amen. Good to be in church tonight, eh?
Amen.
Amen. God is so good to us. I'm going to add what Davo said. We're blessed. When you was born, and you was born in the United States of America, you hit the lottery. You're blessed. We're blessed.
Yeah, we are.
There's people trying to do everything in the world to get over here to this country. I don't see nobody leaving here to go to Mexico and live or go to Venezuela to live. No. They're trying to get over here to live. Why? Because God has blessed us so richly in this country. Amen.
Amen.
Good to be saved. We've had the gospel message. And,
amen.
I've never got over salvation, and you won't. God saves you. Man left to himself, Brother Buddy, he'll send himself to hell as fast as he can get there.
Amen, that's right.
I'm so glad that God came after me, humbled me down,
amen.
Broke me, still breaking me, saved me by his marvelous grace. I've been telling them up there at church, we just need to make much of Jesus. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. And I believe if a church, I believe we as God's people, we just come together and just worship the Lord in spirit and truth.
Amen.
Brag on Jesus and make much of him in our homes and make much of him on our jobs. And I believe that if we lift him up, he'll draw the people unto him. If you're here tonight and you're lost, and I don't know who raised their hand and who didn't, God's drawed you here. You say, well, I just came here because somebody invited me. All this, no, God drawed you here. God got you here.
Perfect.
Amen.
And God is working with you and drawing with you and working on your old will, because we don't want to do the things of God. Our nature don't.
No.
It wants to do what we want to do. But God's got a way of bending that old will in us, brother, drawing us to himself. Amen. I'm glad for that, ain't you?
Amen.
I ain't got that all figured out, and I never will.
Amen.
Everything that you're ever going to want to know about the second coming of Jesus Christ, you're going to find out when he comes back.
Amen.
You're going to know it just like that.
Amen.
But a trillion years from now, you're still not going to be able to figure out why God saved your soul. That's right. You're looking at him there in glory, what he done for you. Amen. What a blessing it is to be saved. Second Chronicles tonight, chapter 20. Praying today and thinking what the little church needs to hear, what God's people needs to hear that comes out. And want to challenge you tonight. We got a lot of problems and a lot of issues in our community, in our churches, in our land. And I want to challenge you to see if you're serious tonight. Amen. See if we're real serious about what we're doing here tonight. And see if we want to try to do something about it. This passage of Scripture, and you look at my Bible, I've got all kinds of notes and dates. I've went to this passage of Scripture so many times praying, and situations and circumstances that come in your life go to the Word of God, and God's helped me through this. And I want it to be a help and a blessing to you tonight. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, the Bible says, and it came to pass after this also that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon, with them other beside the Ammonites, came against Jehoshaphat to battle. Then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, there cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea on this side of Syria. And behold, they be in Hazon Tamar, which is in Gedi. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord, and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord. Even out of all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and in Jerusalem, in the house of the Lord, before the new court, big old area that he's in, and said, O Lord God of our fathers, art not thou God in heaven? And rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the heathen? And in thine hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee. He said, God, you've got all power. And he does tonight. Amen. And not thou art God who didst drive out the inhabitants of this land before thy people Israel, and gave it to the seed of Abraham thy friend forever. And they dwell therein and have built this sanctuary therein, and for thy name, saying, if when evil cometh upon us as the sword, and judgment or pestilence or famine, we stand before this house and in thy presence, for the name is in this house, and cry unto thee in our affliction, then thou wilt hear and help. And now behold, the children of Ammon and Moab, these were enemies of God's people all the time. And you and I got enemies against us too in the things of God. Whom thou wouldest not let Israel invade when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and destroyed them not. Behold, I say, how they reward us to come to cast us out of thy possession, which thou hast given us to inherit. Right here's where I'm at. O our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us, neither know we what to do. But our eyes are upon thee. Jehoshaphat saying, Lord, I don't know what to do. God, I just don't know what to do. You read this in the chapter before this, Jehoshaphat kind of went down and got himself in a little bit of, got tangled up in some things of the world, and God spared him and God had mercy on him. And here he is in this chapter, and the children of Moab and the children of Ammon sense out there's some weakness there in the kingdom. So they gathered themselves down, Brother David, at one end there. Huge army gathers up. They can absolutely join forces. They can absolutely take over and destroy the people of God. Brother, some of them seen it coming on the horizon. And they went back and they told Jehoshaphat, saying, hey, there's a great army out there coming at us. And we have no way we can beat this. As far as we're concerned, we're dead. There's no way out of this. And listen, and the Bible said that Jehoshaphat feared. Listen, we in the last 2 years have been just encumbered about with fear. Fear amongst our people all around. A spirit of fear. But God's not given us, dear people, a spirit of fear, has he? But he's given us love and of a sound mind, brother, and power. Not in our power, but power with God. So here's what Jehoshaphat done. He didn't do what old Brother Kevin does a whole lot of times. A whole lot of times a situation will come, and I won't know what to do. And I'll start looking at my own self. I said, how can I work this situation out? How can I work this problem out? What do I need to do? And I'll work myself to death and toss and turn to bed and won't be able to do anything about it. But that's what we do a whole lot of times. And listen, or we look to somebody else. We'll go to somebody and say, hey, I've got this problem. I've got this situation. I've got this. But brother, let me tell you something. God has got a way of putting you and I as God's children in situations where we can't work it out on ourselves. And we can't help nobody else. And nobody can help us. But he gets us to the place. We're just going to have to depend on the one who can take care of whatever needs. Brother, you go to the doctor, and maybe in a crowd this size, somebody's been to the doctor, and they gave you a terminal illness, or said you've got this situation in your life, some kind of help, a diagnosis, and brother, you can't do a thing about it, and nobody else can do a thing about it, but you know one that can do something about it, or some kind of situation with a grandchild who's on drugs and it looks bad. And brother, you've done everything that you've known to do. You're like Jehoshaphat right here. He said, God, I don't know what to do, but my eyes are upon thee. Or you got a brother out there or a sister out there that's just messed up in sin, and there is nothing that you can do about it. There's nothing nobody else can do about it, but your eyes are on the one who can do all things. Hey, listen, as Jehoshaphat said, I'm not looking to myself. I'm not looking to other people. I'm looking to the one that's got all power. Hey, listen to me. The Bible said in Daniel that he put on Nebuchadnezzar, who was the ruler of the world. He put on Nebuchadnezzar out there eating grass, out there on a field somewhere. And brother, he come to himself. That's what God did to me one night. I come to myself. And old Nebuchadnezzar said this: he is God, and who is able to stay his mighty hand. But we serve a God that's got all power in heaven and in earth. And we need to quit preaching and quit witnessing a weak little God, brother. We got a big God, a mighty God that can take care of any problem, any situation that can come in our lives.
Amen.
Are you listening to me tonight? That's what kind of God we got. We don't need to wring our hands, Brother Dave-O, at the altar. We don't need to wring our hands and worry ourselves, brother. And God, listen, Junebug, God's going to put you and me in situations where we're just going to be like Jehoshaphat. You say, preacher, why do you got all them notes there in your Bible? I've got them, David, right there, of prayers that I wrote in my Bible. Now listen to me, because it was situations where I couldn't do a thing about and nobody else could do a thing about. If God didn't move and God didn't do something, brother, and I would read this and study this and say, God, if you did it for Jehoshaphat, you'll do it for me, brother, and he'll do it for you tonight if we'll come to him.
Amen.
Are you listening? Do you believe the Bible tonight? Amen.
Amen.
You go to the doctor, you go to something, they give you prescriptions, don't you, for something, they say, do this. It'll help this, right? God give us a prescription right here.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. He give us a prescription right here to help. I'm not going to ask to see your hands tonight, but I believe there's somebody here. They're in a situation they don't know what to do. Your marriage is busted apart. You're embarrassed to talk about it. It hurts you. You don't know what to do. You've done all you can do. You've tried to go talk to maybe somebody else and he can't help you. Here you are here at church tonight. Maybe some financial problem that you got. You don't know what to do. You make some mistakes. I don't know what it is. You don't know what to do. You don't know which way to turn. Maybe you're sitting here tonight. Nobody else knows about it. But you got a loved one out there that's just breaking your heart. They're on drugs. They're messed up. You got a young'un that's going the whole opposite way. You're sitting here on a Thursday night in the church house. Brother, God's been here. He's here tonight. God's people's here. And you're sitting here. And you're saying, God, I don't know what to do. God, I don't know what to do. And listen to me. And God burdened my heart. And God speaks to the man of God. And God speaks to the preacher. And God's given you something tonight to give you some help in your life. Hey, listen to me. I don't want you to walk out here and be the old same way that you came in. I want you to be changed and be changed by the Spirit of God through the Word of God down in your life.
Amen.
You say, well, what do you do? It's the same thing you and I need to do. The Bible said he feared. That's natural. I mean, he's sitting there. He's got all these women. He's got all these little children. He's got all these thousands of people under him. Listen to me. He's responsible for. And no doubt he looks out there in this temple area that he's in. And he sees somebody standing out there, this sea of people. And they're crying. Oh, the army's going to get us. Can you imagine the pressure that he's under? He may have any kind of pressure like that. Oh, some problem flew in. And you just, oh, you just feel the weight of the world upon you. And you don't know what to do. What did he do, Brother Kevin? It's real. Real simple. The Bible said he looked to God. He went and prayed to God. You say, what did he pray? He prayed the word of God back to God. He said, God, you promised our father Abraham. You promised God all these things to us, God. And God, I pray, God, that let you help us. You have mercy on us. And God, you promised Abraham back there. And God, you say you got all power. He prayed the word of God back to God. You say, preacher, I don't know how to pray for my loved one. You come to the altar of prayer tonight and you say, God, you say in your word that it is not your will that any should perish. And God, my loved one, they're out there dying and going to hell. They're going against your will. And God, I pray that you go out there and get them with your long arm. Your ear's not dull. You can hear my prayer. And God, go out there and get them for your glory.
Praise the Lord.
Will you do that tonight? Can you do that tonight? Huh? You got a loved one out there lost? Will you go out there tonight and pray for them tonight? And pray God's word? That's how I prayed for my girls. Both of them got saved. I said, God, ain't your will. And I called her names out. I said, God, ain't your will that Kennedy perish and go to hell? Have she's been raised up in church? I took her to Sunday school. I put her around good, godly people. Took her to church. It's not her will. It's not your will, God. And God, I pray, God, in Jesus' name, don't do it for me, God. I do it for Jesus. So you give somewhere for God when you say, God, don't do it for the Buckbrace Church. And God, don't do it for me. But God, you do it for Jesus' sake. God, you go out there and get them. Hey, some of you here tonight, listen. You're a Christian. And you're doing the best that you can. And your spouse is going a different way than you. And listen to me. You come to the altar and say, God, for Jesus' sake, help my marriage. God, don't do it for me or her, but do it for Jesus' sake. Don't do it for me or him, but do it for Jesus' sake. And you pray that back to God. And you say, God, hey, God, listen. The world's going to mock me. The community's going to talk about me. It's going to put a mark on Jesus. And God, do it for Jesus' sake. And you pray that back to God, brother. And you watch God move in your life.
Amen.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Jesus said, how can a strong, how can a strong man, somebody stronger than the strong man, has got to come in and bind up the strong man, right?
Yeah.
Well, who's going to bind the strong man up? Who's the strong man? Come on, dear people. Who's got a hold of your people's minds?
Yeah.
Who had a hold of my mind at one time? Who had a hold of my heart and affections? It was the God of this world who had blinded my mind. And he had me in his trap. Isaiah said he keeps them in the house. He keeps them locked up like prisoners, brother. We got to have somebody's got to go in and break them chains. Somebody's got to go in there and rescue the perishing. Listen, is that mere you know? That's God Almighty. You see, when COVID was going on, Brother Jamie, we had them up there in ICU in Pikeville. And I said, God, I can't get up there in ICU. But God, you, the Holy Ghost can go. Hey, security can't stop him. The jail can't lock him out. The dope houses can't keep him out. Hey, God, you, the Holy Ghost, go in there and get them where they're at. And help them tonight. And pray God's word back to God.
Amen.
Amen. Do we want that tonight? Are you serious about that tonight? Are you? I got some up there at church where I pastor. Are you serious about it? But they've been bumping altars. Been praying. Seeking God's face for the loved ones. God's been drawing some of them in.
Yeah.
Amen. He's a brother in the church. He was in shock that he had a family member come to church. I mean, he said it was a miracle that this girl just come to church. You know what it was? He'd been bumping an altar.
Yeah.
Saying, God, go get her. God, go get her. She's in an awful situation. She's lost. God, go out there and get her. I hear his prayer. Listen to me every Sunday, every Wednesday. He'll say, God, go out there and get her for Jesus' sake. She's got a little youngin'. She's in a bad situation. She's lost. God, on her way to hell. And God, for Jesus' sake, will you go out there and get her and save her, God, and do something. Hey, looked up. And here she come to church. Praise God. I'll tell you what happened there, Brother Ted. God moved on Jesus' sake. And God,
amen.
You pray, dear sister. You pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
It's Some of you serious about your loved one, you up an altar and pray.
Right.
Amen. I don't know. Listen to me. You say, well, God can hear me in my seat. He sure can. I don't know what it is, Brother June. Hey, something about when we humble down in front of a bunch of people and get on an altar.
Amen.
That was my old problem my whole life. I said, I got too much pride to come to an altar and pray. But David Stacy, listen to me. God broke me down like a double barrel shotgun, son, and put me down there, brother, and busted my old pride. I'll tell you right now, if God's a moving on you tonight, you come and pray and seek the face of God. He said, God, I don't know what to do, God. He said, but God, my eyes are on thee. And the Bible said right here that God raised up a preacher. Right here, brother, that came, the Bible said in 14, that the Spirit of the Lord came upon that congregation. And this is coming. And God raised up a man of God there to preach what they need to hear. What they hear, brother. He said, set yourself, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord. Hey, listen to me. The preacher got up when they got done praying and said, hey, set yourself, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord. It settled them, brother, buddy, down their heart. It settled them down their mind, brother. And God began to move on these people because God raised up a man of God and filled him with the Spirit of God. And God began to move amongst them people.
Amen.
Amen.
Sin, God.
Some of you is making me awful nervous because God's here.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. The Bible said he rose up a preacher, brother Shelby, and he began to preach. Jehoshaphat told them people, said, we need to get settled down now. We need to get settled. We need to get still. God's going to move. You know why God don't move a whole lot of time? Because we bounce around too much. Because we're unsteady and unstable. Hey, listen to me. If we just park ourselves where we're supposed to be. Hey, listen to me. And let God settle us down, brother. And get still. And wait on God. God would move in a mighty way. In our life, God would move in our prayer life. God would move in our midst, and people would get help up from the Spirit of God.
Amen.
You say, what happened, brother? What happened, brother Kevin? God set ambushments here. The Bible said when they began to sing and to praise the Lord set ambushments. You said that they sent any soldiers out there to fight the battle. No. They didn't send any soldiers out there.
Thank you, God.
You know what they sent out there? To fight the enemy?
I'm with them,
they sent the singers out there.
Right?
Yep. They didn't send no soldiers. Yeah. They didn't have to raise those swords. All they had to raise was their voice. And praise God. Hey, man, the Bible, just don't the Bible say God is here? The praise of y'all believe the Bible?
Oh, man.
Hey, man,
I pray God is going to get the Lord and bring you down to
hey, just tell me, I don't know what Moab, I don't know what Amnon saw, brother buddy. But I believe this is coming. They turned over the horizon. They heard a voice, brother, of God's people. The Bible said they lifted up their voice and began to praise God. And when they done that, the Bible said God said ambushment for the enemy. The enemy made no progress, brother Dave Old, because God's people was praising God. Hey, this is coming. God took them up because God. God's people, hey, listen to me, rose up and began to praise God. Hey, listen to me tonight. Now, listen, I believe God will move more in our midst. If we just say, thank you, Lord, for what you've done for me.
Yes,
if you thank Him today for what He's done for you yesterday,
yes,
we should have what you got today.
Yes,
if you thank Him for what
He's
done for you yesterday, have you thank Him for your children, have you thank Him for your right mind about you.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Somebody ought to be dead in hell. I ought to be dead in hell.
Yeah, me too,
brother. Yeah, I don't care. Listen to me. I don't care. I ought to be dead in hell.
Yep.
Thank God I ain't dead in hell.
Amen.
Hey, listen to me. God couldn't quit good on me and draw me, but He didn't. He'd have to come save me.
No.
And He'd have to explain to me if He didn't want to save me.
Hey,
He came to me and brought me.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And He to me. And I thank God for that.
Amen.
I thank God for coming here with a wife that loves the Lord and daughters that are saved. And I grew up in a little family, Brother David, that took me to church and loved me. Hey, but a lot of people didn't have that life. But I thank God for that. I thank God for your new precious people.
Yeah.
You've been so kind tonight.
You come
to the church. You fought hell all day. And they get out to a little revival meeting. We're going to thank God for
that.
Amen. God's been good to us.
Amen.
But we'll get hung up on every little old thing. We'll get distracted. We'll get discouraged and depressed over everything. Listen to me. When God's people, after the preaching, when God's people begin to sing, and you need a soldier, brother, God said, give them singers.
Yeah.
And they got out there and sang the praises of God. You know what they sung? We'll read it up there. They said, hey, Lord, your mercy in the earth forever. Boy, you need to bring it on Jesus.
Amen.
You'll show up to me and say, you'll do a mighty work.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. What's your place to be?
Amen.
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 What's
your place, Brother Jackie? Brother Shelby.
Amen.
Good place.
Amen.
God's people praying out there to your prayers.
Amen.
On the altar.
Yeah.
We're never going to see a change in our community. Hey, listen, we're never going to see changes come within our churches. You know what our churches need? A whole lot of need. Brother, they don't need revival. They need a resurrection.
Yeah.
That's what they need. Brother, the deadness and get up, brother. I'm telling you right now, listen. We got to get on fire for God.
Amen.
Say, God, thank you for all that you've done for us. Thank you, people over in China in chains having church tonight.
Amen.
Hey, people in North Korea high now having church tonight. Here we sit, brother. Hey, we got power. We got patty pews. We're on the praise of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Jehoshaphat got down there and prayed. He said, I want to do. I'm just going to pray.
Oh,
Jesus. Honey, you ever been that way you don't know what to pray?
Yeah.
I have.
In there.
I don't want to pray. Yeah. I just start praying God's word back to Him. Sometimes you feel alone and discouraged.
Mm-hmm.
Brother Buddy, Brother David, I'll sit down and I'll say, Lord, you say in your word that you'll never leave me nor forsake me.
Yep.
That you'll go with me all the way. So God, I'm going to pray it back to you. God, you said you'd go all the way with me. God, I feel so discouraged right now, but your word says that. And the Bible says that He holds what? His word higher than His own name. Hey, His word is true. He said, forever, O Lord, is thy word settled in heaven. Paul, listen to me tonight. And just get down and say, God, I don't know what to do here. God, I messed up here somehow. And God, help me. Show me, God. Make this real to me some way, God. And just pray, God, help me. God, I'm like a David in the Bible. I'm like Abraham here. I don't know what to do, but God, I'm coming to you. I need help.
Amen.
Amen.
And God put us in situations like this brother Jehoshaphat was in. He didn't know what to do.
No.
He'll put you and I in situations like that. He'll put us there. To try us. To grow us. In the grace and the knowledge. Amen. He will.
Amen.
And you know what they done? I just read it to you. He didn't use a prophet. He raised up a priest to preach to the people.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to tell you something. People say, Brother Kevin, my life's messed up. And when my life gets right, and my life gets straightened out, I want to come to church. Listen, you need to be in church when your life is just all messed up.
That's right.
That's when you really, really need to be in
church.
And you need to be there when your life is pretty good altogether.
Yeah.
But I found in my life that our life's like this. Yeah. Sometimes it's going all right, and all the wheels fall off.
That's true. Yeah.
Then the wheels kind of get back on it, and if we go pretty good, then they fall off on it. But you know what one thing ought to be constant, consistent in our lives? We're to be in the house of God.
Amen.
Because God's got a man down there. But He's got a man down there that's going to stand up, and you say, well, I don't get much out of that. Listen, you get much out of God's Word.
Yeah.
Amen. God would use a man to get up and say, he might preach 45 minutes, but in that 45 minutes, God might say one word to you somewhere in that message and open up all kinds of doors. I'm telling you, I know. I've been there. Where I've said somewhere, God's man get up. But I couldn't tell you what he preached. I couldn't tell you what he said. But somewhere in that message, maybe one word or a sentence, God tagged that lot in my heart. It hit me in my life. Hey, listen, God's people, listen to me. I need to be in a place where they hear God's word.
Amen.
When you don't know what to do. Now listen. Somebody. Think of, have you thought about this? Somebody who knows everything about you. As a matter of fact, he knows more about you than you know about you. He knows why you are the way you are. And not only that, think about this. Somebody who loves you more than anybody else could love you.
Amen.
So he knows more about you than anybody. He loves you more than anybody. And I'm going to tell you something else about him. He can see 1,000 years down. He can see what you do now, how it affects somebody 100 years down the road.
Amen.
And he wants what's best for them 100 years down the road. So, and he wants what's best for you now. And he can make it happen.
Amen.
So why don't we go to somebody like that? Who knows me more than anybody else knows me. Who loves me more than anybody else knows me. Who wants and loves me more than anybody else could love me. And listen to me, that wants the best for me. That, listen to me, all my faults and failures, listen to me. He works all that together, the Bible said in Romans 8:28. Somehow, I don't know how, because he's God. He works all that out. Why? But why don't we go to somebody like that more often and say, God, you love me more than anybody. You know more about me than anybody. And God, here I am. Just like that woman you was preaching about. She had an honest heart before God. And Jesus honored her because she had An honest heart. Brother, let me tell you something. We get on the altar and pray and say, God, I'm just pouring my heart out to you. I'm just having an honest heart. I'm right here before you. Honey, God will move in our midst. Amen. You know, in 1799, Napoleon conquered the world. Me and Jamie's talking about history. Old world here. You talking about the Roman Empire. After the Roman Empire, Napoleon rose up, conquering the world. 1799, he moved into a little place in Austria. And the people there, it was the day before Easter. And the people there were just fearing greatly. They're kind of in a situation like I read about here. They was fearing greatly. Napoleon's vast army, and they was vicious, was sitting on the horizon, ready for the next day to ride in that little town in Austria and destroy it. It was Easter Sunday. They got up, that little town got up, and they gathered in like they always did at the little church on Easter Sunday. They were scared to death. They didn't know what was going to happen. Well, the preacher got up and said, look, it's Easter. I don't know when Napoleon's army's coming in, but they're not here now. They're off on the horizon, but it's Easter. So I think the right and proper thing for us to do is just have church. It's a true story. Let's just have church. They had a big bell out there. Outside the church, like you all ran as we pulled in here. I thought about this. He said, look, it's custom on Easter Sunday every year. We go out there and we rang that bell. Let everybody know Jesus is risen from the dead. Amen. Sitting on the right hand of the Father. Amen. So a little boy went out there and grabbed that rope and he just jumped up, down, run that bell. Rung it. Well, the echo of that bell went out there. Napoleon's army heard it. And they got in their mind that the Austrian army had gathered up there. And Napoleon's pulled his troops back thinking, listen, they've gathered up there to put a fight on us. We're going to retreat from this and come back another day. But actually, all that went on there in that little town was a little boy just ringing the far bells of heaven there, ringing the bell there, brother. And that sound went out. And brother, they went the other way. Well, what would happen at the Buckbridge Church? What would happen in my church if God's people would just say, it looks awful bad out there in the world. It looks awful bad in this situation. But I believe we're just getting together and come together and ring the prayer bell of heaven and see what God
has
to
do
in our lives.
Amen.
Anybody? I'm going to ask you to stand if you